Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. We offer guitar repair of the highest quality. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome to another great podcast at SliceOffice.com. Joining me now, the director of St. Vincent de Paul, the Madison area, Ralph Middlecamp. Ralph, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Fly. Hello.
Well, tell us, we haven't talked for a little while. Tell us what's been new at St. Vincent de Paul and what people can do during this time of giving.
Sure. It's the time of year when both we need to raise the funds that help us, especially during these winter months when things keep busy for us on the food pantry and all the client side to slow down in some of the other parts. And so this next few months, we really rely on people's generosity. And it's been an interesting few months since this summer. It's been an area of what the economy is switching around in many different ways. So we're finding that the jobs, especially in Dane County, for the people who are able to work and have find normal employment, a lot of the people we've helped in the past are finding jobs. So that's the good news. So our food pantry has been pretty flat in terms of how many we're helping every month. But things like our pharmacy and some of the other needs for clothing have continued to rise, especially the pharmacy, because sometimes we talk internally about the poverty cliff. That is, sometimes as people get jobs and life gets better for them, they lose some of the things that they've relied on.
Oh,
like
sure.
Medicaid.
Yep, they're caught in a real conundrum there, aren't they?
Right. And a lot of people, they get a job, maybe two jobs even, or they're with small employers who don't have health insurance. And for all that we can say about how Medicare or how Obamacare was implemented in Wisconsin, the kind of people we help, really, it was structured to help them. But once they go past that income, we're finding a lot of people can't afford their medication. We're up 50 to 70% for the last 4 months, each of the last 4 months.
You know, I don't think everybody knows, because it's sort of recent, like last 5 years, that you have a pharmacy.
We do. We have a full-blown pharmacy with everything except narcotics, but the basic drugs we're able to help people with. And so we're on track, probably. We finished this past year doing about $500,000 worth of drugs, and I think we will exceed $800,000 going into next year. In terms of the value of what we're giving away. And so a lot of people we're finding, too, they're not bothering us for the drugs they can get for $4 at Walmart. It's when they've got five, six, seven drugs, and they're all $60, $70 each, they say, well, they can't do that anymore, and then they're coming to us.
So how do you get the drugs at a discount price?
Well, a couple of ways. One is that they're for some of the things, we just buy them wholesale, and we were vouchering drugs for the last 20 years, but at some point we found that we could just go and become our own pharmacy and help the people and come out ahead. But there are also some at least two services we tap into who are able to do rescue drugs and even to have programs that they work with, especially some of the generics, to get free drugs from them. One, we pay a subscription of $8,500 a year, and we probably get over $150,000 wholesale value drugs from them. And it's been interesting. That's a program that started out with just rescuing drugs from pharmacies that were short-dated or samples from doctors, but more and more have had some relations with drug companies, especially smaller ones or generic ones, who didn't want to set up a charity program, a prescription assistance program, they're called, but would rather just give them to someone who would administer a program like this and give them through to us. One of our, actually, Jeanette Roberts, former dean of the pharmacy school, is on the advisory committee with this one called Dispensary of Hope. And the conversation she had with some of the organizers were some of these generic companies, they can like forget to turn off the switch for a minute and produce all the drugs that we need for some of these disease states.
Well, we've heard all these stories of some pharmaceutical companies really jacking up the prices of some medications that people need to actually live. And then we had the story of Malott's Pharmacy getting out of the pharmacy business because they just couldn't compete with the way insurance plans and drug manufacturers were dealing with them. Has any of that affected you?
Not really. We've got good relationships, actually. Mike Flynn, who ran Malott's, he was on my advisory council at one point for looking at pharmacy things. And they've been strained. More and more they can go around. Some of the clinics have their own pharmacies, and so patients just default to going to those. Some of the $4 and $7 things that the big companies in town do are very good for the people that we know, but kind of really make it tough for the smaller ones. And the ground rules have really changed in that whole area, and it's too bad because one of the things that pharmacies do, and this is coming from the pharmacy school, and we're seeing it with the people we help, is they're more and more becoming the primary contact for medical advice.
Absolutely.
For many people.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. If I'm lucky, I go to my doctor once a year and have a physical. but I end up seeing the pharmacists quite regularly. If I have a question about how I'm feeling about the drug use or whatever, they give me the advice. And that really is true for the homeless and the people we see.
Ralph Middlecamp with us, St. Vincent de Paul. Tell people where your locations are and how they can donate.
Sure. Yes, we have stores throughout Dane County, three in Madison and one in Sun Prairie, Verona, Wanakee, and Stone. You can find us online at svdpmadison.org, and the instructions how to donate are on there pretty easily, or you can mail it to our Fish Hatchery Road address. So, and this time of year really is important. About half of our support comes from the sale of goods in our thrift stores. We not only give them away, but the income from that supports about half our work, but we really need to find ways to collect the other half, especially at this time of year.
And this is the time of year when you bring in most of your money, correct?
About half of that donated money comes in this time of year.
So that means the pressure's on because you've got to keep people, you know, warm all winter with bedding and clothing and all sorts of things.
That's right, yeah. The pharmacy and the food pantry and our housing programs all take constant financing, and we're not, we don't get any of that support from governmental agencies. It comes mostly from right here in Dane County.
So you also employ people.
Yeah. Have about 230 employees.
Do you really have that many?
Yep.
Yeah.
Some, both 50 or 60 are part-time, and the rest are full-time employees. Yeah.
And are some of them people that have at one time received help from St. Vincent de Paul?
Sure. We're not a therapeutic employer, or we're not a program employer, but we are able to take people maybe who have less experience or maybe have some other things in their background, and we're willing to take a chance on them. And we also find that we're able to promote a lot of people into assistant manager and manager jobs right out of our own workforce, which is also a real important thing for the kind of folks that are coming to us, that there's a future more than just the starting wage with us. We also worked real hard to get our starting wage up to $1,180, too, so that we want to make sure that the people we are employing and are working full-time don't need to be using our services.
Right.
It's not fair.
Let me ask you, over the years in interviewing you, there's different situations that have arisen where you see trends, where you have a need to fill. What's the trend right now in a void that St. Vincent de Paul has to fill?
Sure, there's two areas. One is the pharmacy things, which we've talked about some. The other big one is just housing. Housing is just really difficult, and the closer you get to the center of Madison, there's jobs available, but housing is outstripping the ability of people to pay them. So we're finding more and more people are having to even live in more rural communities and driving in it. that's fine when the gas prices are low. It might not be good environmentally, but more and more we're seeing people living in Evansville and towards Portage and around just because housing is just too expensive, if even available at all here in the Dane County area.
So how do you help with that?
Well, it's difficult. We really don't aren't able to do much. We do have some of our direct programs with housing for homeless, but that's more transitional on the other end of the scale. But I'm talking about people who are working. So we can help. When we do some of our visits to people with these, what we do is tell them to use all the other services and save their real money and real cash for the things like rent. But you know, there's no shame in using a food pantry every week if you need to. You know, sign up for some of the energy assistance programs if you're qualified for them, and to use the other programs because people, there's no program getting free gasoline away to people to drive in or to do car repairs, and there's no money really to do supported for housing.
What's the highest percentage you've seen that somebody has had to take with their income and pay for housing?
Oh, 70%.
Oh, my God. And, of course, the ratio has always been, you know, when you're raised to think of, all right, what rent can I afford? Generally, you want your rent about one-fourth of your take-home pay, right?
Yeah, 30% is the number that's been kicked around for years. Most people that are just making, anyone that's making under $15 an hour, they're probably paying close to 50%. It's very standard, and many will be more.
Is there something you think that could alleviate this problem?
Well, I think we just need to start building affordable housing. For a while, there was a political movement to doing that. When developers created spaces or new developments, they had to sometimes factor in some affordable housing, but pretty much that momentum's gone. We spent a lot of time about the homeless. That's a super big problem, but there's this other part of the problem, too.
Ralph Middlecamp with us, St. Vincent de Paul. Tell us a little bit about your efforts in helping people with mental health issues. You know, we've seen, you know, whenever there's an altercation with police or we have systemic problems on State Street with people harassing people, it's frequently has something to do with alcoholism or mental illness or both, usually both, drug addiction, heroin addiction. How does St. Vincent de Paul deal with all this?
Well, it's not the main part of what we do. We certainly are aware of this, though. Keeping people on medications for the pharmacy does help some of it, but mostly in this area we are a referral agency, and it's tough. We know it's tough to get people the services they need if they don't have a health insurance program that covers these things.
It's tough even if they do have insurance.
Exactly. Even if they do have Medicare or Medicare or whatever version of that, it's tough to find someone that will get you in, take those payments when you need it to, and that's the other thing we see is the timeliness of it. When we have someone that we have seeing in our food pantry or making a home visit or staying in one of our housing programs, and they need it then. You know, it's not make an appointment, come in 30 days for some to begin a program of treatment. They really need intervention now, and that's more and more difficult.
Are you seeing families coming into town where there's still no bedding or clothing for the children?
No, we do those every weekend. Because with the unemployment in Madison being as low as it is, it's probably around 2%. People know that they can come here and find jobs, but then they come and if they're able to get a housing situation even, they do it with, they've been living in their car, so they have no beds, they have no blankets, so we'll be buying mattresses, and we'll be doing the blanket drive that you've been a big supporter for many years. We'll be at the end of January again. We want to get several thousand blankets to carry us through the winter.
This time of year, there's added pressure on people. The holidays are, you know, even to the most stable families can be very challenging, right?
They are.
We all
that.
Speak from experience on that.
That's right.
What does St. Vincent de Paul do to help people as far as their holiday meals?
Well, our food pantry right now, we're giving away for Thanksgiving. We're adding turkeys to everyone that comes in. We don't do a basket or anything. Just when you come in, we'll give you a little extra, including turkeys. We strongly encourage people to not spend the their money on things we can help them with, be that prescriptions or be that the food. We do a toy giveaway, but that's not a sign-up program. It's a program that we go back and we contact the people that we've helped, especially with the furniture, but the big things that we've had a relationship with people, and we invite them to come get toys for their children. We do that in December here, so that's a good help for those people. And it's a system where it's really a gift from us. So it's not a people putting their hand out and saying, give me please, or begging for it. We come to them and say, you haven't asked for this, but we know you had a tough year. We've been with you, and we want you to have this at Christmas time, too.
All right, so this is probably a question you may not have an answer for at the tip of your tongue, but from when you started, how many more at St. Vincent de Paul, which was what year in the Madison area?
It's about 30 years ago.
Okay. Okay. Boy, you must have started when you were very young, 5 or 6 years old.
I'm getting very old, Fly. So are you. Time flies, doesn't it?
All right, so in the last 30 years, how many people do you think St. Vincent de Paul was helping in Dane County then versus now?
Well, I can tell you, my first annual report to my board in terms of the charity that we gave away, be it donated goods or food or the clothing on the store or with cash help, that report was $35,000 for that year. Our report this year is probably going to show that we do about $2.5 million worth of assistance.
Whoa. That's a bit of a jump.
A bit of a jump, isn't it? Yes. So, and it's also, it's not, it's been the great support the community's given us, the support their thrift stores enabled us to have. But we also probably only had about 35 volunteers at that point, too. And we probably have 600-700 volunteers that make real regular contributions here every month. So one of the things that St. Vincent de Paul is able to do cost-effectively is have a staff that really enables the good-hearted people to go to work and help people.
Well, you know, it's my favorite charity. I want everybody to dig in and help so you can help continue to help people. It's a wonderful thing. You don't have to be Catholic to help, even though St. Vincent de Paul's origins certainly are Catholic. This is for everyone, and it obviously stays right here, as you always say,
That's
helping
right.
your neighbor in need. All right, why don't you give the information one more time where you donate?
Right. Any of our stores in Dane County, you can stop and leave stuff or even leave a financial contribution there. Our website's probably easier than me giving you a post office box, and that's svdpmadison.org. Or our address on Fish Hatchery Road, if you stop by there, it's right up from Madison Newspapers. And you can stop by and drop something off there, too.
All right. Ralph Middlecap, St. Vincent de Paul, thanks for coming on today.
Well, thank you and all the people that follow you for supporting us for all these 30 years. We couldn't have done it without you.
Thanks, Ralph.
Good.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
This is Sly. Remember to keep coming back for more podcasts at slysoffice.com.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.